I think overall, net, I think it's you know, exciting news, and I think it's timely news. If you think of the trajectory that Brazil is on, it's as far as increased acceptance. The winning of the Olympics as a location. There's related activities. If you think of the past, two or three years that have really just increased the overall buzz and acceptance of Brazil, I think this is just a great thing at a great time. I think, some of this will have longer, the results of this initiative, some of it will have, or much of it will have longer term positive ramifications. But I think a portion of it will have some shorter term ramifications for those service providers who are, proactive enough and know what to do with this.
So what is it? I mean, most of the Brazilian companies in this sector are just working on domestic business. So what is it that really prevents them exporting to the States?
From the buyer's perspective, one of the greater challenges is just lack of just awareness of the true capabilities of Brazil. So some are intrigued and they raise their eyebrow when you mention Brazil, but they're still not fully aware of the capabilities and how it overall fit into their portfolio. So one of the challenges is just their familiarity. So it's a matter of marketing and education. Now, while this initiative does not directly impact that, I think indirectly it will. Again, if the government gets a good amount of PR from it, and if the more ambitious individual players leverage this and promote this to their clients in the States, basically saying, hey, wait, you may have, for those of you who considered us previously and thought maybe we were a little bit priced out of the market, here's an opportunity to reconsider us. We can be more aggressive, right? So in that case, it's kind of reintroducing yourself. For those organizations that on the buy side that have not engaged yet or have not engaged even in discussion, this is a great headline. It's great PR and an opportunity for Brazil players to initiate new dialogues with buyers. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So there is an opportunity. It's just that that there's not a very well connected package that's merely marketing the opportunity.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think the key is going to be to leverage this into your marketing campaign to reestablish maybe discussions that may have fallen apart in recent months. There are many. I know personally of a handful of opportunities that a Brazilian player was involved in, but they lost out to just due to pricing. Well, here's an opportunity to get back in and say, hey, reconsider us.
Yeah.
But by the way, Mark, this also assumes that the cost savings that these vendors will be realizing, they will pass along, right? That's what's implied in this discussion.
Yeah, so we're implying that if payroll taxes are cut, then this will get passed on to the customer rather than margins increasing.
Yep, that's the assumption.
Yeah. Okay, and if there was sort of one thing that you think that would sort of, in the short term, immediately create more visibility for the sector in Brazil, what do you think that they could do?
Well, I would think, at a macro level, whatever the government can do to gear up its PR machine to get word out about this, through channels like yourself, and whatever indirect and direct channels it has to the U.S. market, maybe other markets, I think strategically it shows a sign of an aggressive and ambitious government, right? I mean, historically, look back. This worked for India, right? So we've seen this work before. So I think at a highest level, it sends a great message to the global marketplace.